real quick here. All right, Sally, how about you?
Hi, my name is Sally Sutter. I own Mermaid Travel, and I am also in Canal Winchester, Ohio.
Yeah, Sally and I are about, what, 3 miles apart, maybe?
Maybe.
Yep, something like that. And Patricia, how about you?
Hi, I'm Trish Michael, and I am in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, we're three of us are close by. What part of Columbus are you, Patricia?
I am up in Northland.
Okay. We just were at a real estate event in Dublin, so we drove right up through Columbus last night. So we were right kind of in your neighborhood. Yeah. And Sherry, you're what, maybe 3 or 4 hours from me? I don't know. When you drive into Columbus, how many hours are you out?
It takes me 8 hours to get there.
8 hours?
Yes, because, excuse me, but the bladder makes me stop.
Oh, I get it. But okay.
According to the GPS, it is supposed to be 6 hours, but it takes me more like 8 because I'm stopping.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Well, we will be driving through Pennsylvania next week. Monday. Okay. We're going to be stopping on our way to Connecticut.
All right. Well, you may or may not, depending on the thing. You probably won't. You probably will be driving 81. But if you're on 78, I literally live 2 miles off 78 in Hamburg.
Mm. We're doing 80.
Yeah. So you're going to be about 2 hours north of me to get
Sally,
up.
And then I'm jealous. Sally's getting ready to travel again. I love it. Although we are getting on an airplane here in a week or so and heading to our condo in Florida, and we're going to be down there for 10 days. We're coming back right before Christmas to be with the kids, but we go down this trip to put a new floor in. We bought a condo down there that needed some work, and we work on it a little bit each time we're down there. So this time I think we're tearing the old floor out. I don't know that we'll get the new one all in because we're doing that brand new vinyl laminate stuff. And
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And so in Florida with all the sand, I don't want any carpet. So anyway, we'll get the old floor out. I don't know that we'll get all the new one in yet. So I might be living on, you know, plywood subfloor for a couple of visits because we only go down 10 days at a time. So I get it.
So yeah, today would have been the day I would have left for Argentina.
It would have been the day I left for Argentina. Yeah, these out of country trips are just getting nailed, aren't they?
They are. So the whole, I don't even think Argentina is open up yet. So that kind of scotched our, you know, cruise, which is.
My son just flew to Maldives.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He's there for 2 weeks.
Mm. Now, did the flight go well? Did you get to talk with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He showed his little nest with his champagne and his food and all this stuff. He's he spoils himself really bad. But
okay, so he's making us all jealous already.
Oh, heavens yes. He does every year. You know, he sends all 10,000 pictures, and it'll be, you know, a glass of champagne overlooking the ocean.
I know. I love it. It's a beautiful world out there. In between this call today, I'm on an international symposium over on Clubhouse. And this morning we had a wonderful speaker that came on from the UK. And so it's playing off in the background. I did turn my phone volume way down on Clubhouse, but I'm still in the room over there. I just turned the volume down. And so once this call is over, I'll go back over and turn the volume back up again.
I have to leave. I have an 11 o'clock appointment, so I have to leave a bit early.
Okay. Well, I just want to say then welcome. I'm glad that you're with us today. I want to share where to find us, and bear with my computer here. If you go to the Kathy Benner International Academy, and I'm just going to show you where everything is here. So if you gals want to tap into it later, you can. And I'll do this early on for Patricia so she can actually see this. But this is the Academy. When you see it, here's the URL. You'll see it right up here at the top. It's the Kathy Benner International Academy. And then when you scroll down, you'll see that I have a free meetup. for several different lanes, and you just scroll on down until you come to Connections Over Coffee. And this is a free meetup right here, and this is where we are. So if you scroll down to that under this URL here at the top and click on that, you can sign in and you'll see all of our replays. And once, and once you click on it, now it may not let me go through it. Yeah, this tells what we're about. And we're going through the word RISE, and it's a four-step process to reconnect, impact, storify, and elevate. And we've talked about the reconnect, we've talked about the impact. And so today I want to talk about the storify. And this is where you actually weave in your stories on how you are making the world a better place. And so my story on how I'm making the world a better place is by creating this very academy so that I can give all these free meetups away. This whole first column, this left column, it's a free meetup for fitness. There's a free meetup for long-term rentals. There's a free meetup for short-term rentals. There's a free meetup for building a better business. There's a free meetup for blogging. There's a free meetup for writing anywhere in the world. Then, of course, this free meetup is all about giving back. And then there's a free meetup for how to learn how to do a mastermind or networking in your business or in your life. And then every single one of these free meetups ultimately turns into this middle column, which is a course. And all of my courses are $197. And some of them says coming soon because I'm still working on some of these courses, but I wanted to make something that was affordable to everyone. And then, of course, in that same vein of being affordable, I'll scroll back to the top. There is a mastermind group for each one of these lanes, and it's $25 a month to be in the mastermind group. And Sally and Sherry are both in a couple of the masterminds, and it's $25 a month. And I do a BOGO deal where you can be in two different masterminds for the same $25. And so you can scroll down, and this is where we get, you know, kind of down in the weeds with you a little bit and help you through whatever it is that you want to do in these lanes. And but a part of giving back for me, and the reason that I wanted to show you the academy, is because part of my giving back is anytime anyone joins any one of these masterminds, and I'll scroll back through the masterminds kind of in reverse here. If you join any of these masterminds, I actually donate the $25 back out to education around the world. And I'm able to make quite an impact by doing that. And so I'll show one more thing here. And again, Sherry and Sally have seen my website a million times already. But so anyway, I just kind of want to go through this before Patricia has to jump off, or if anybody else has to leave early today. And this is my actual website. And again, as you scroll down the website, it matches the academy, and you'll see it's the same thumbnails all the way down. It matches exactly with the pictures of the academy. But I'm waiting for it to load here. That's why it's a little fuzzy. But as you get past all of that, I also do some one-on-one coaching if anyone is interested, and tell a little bit about me. And I have a free ebook. It's another way that I can give back with a free ebook. I also do speaking, and I do that for free. If anybody has an organization where they need a speaker, I can do, whether it's virtual or in person. I did 4 speaking gigs this week. And here's the calendar. So if anybody says, gee, I don't remember when these meetups are meeting, you can scroll down on kathybinner.com. There's the URL there at the top. And you can actually find the calendar. As you see right here is where we are today, the Connections Over Coffee. It's highlighted. But from there is a free podcast. It's a way that I can give back. You can click through on the podcast and you can listen to episodes there. I also have a free blog. You can come through and read some articles there. And here is the big one. This is where I give back internationally. And so I'm going to show you that in just a minute. And then, of course, I've got some testimonials down here at the bottom. But when I go to the giving back, and I'm scrolling back to the top, and here is giving back. There's my giving back tag tab. And when I click on that tab, this is what I want to show you. This is impacts that I have made already with our mastermind group. So you who are in the masterminds are actually doing this and giving back to all these right out of little Columbus, Ohio. And these are all of the outreach impacts that we're making around the world. So we're making an impact just being in these groups together. And so that's exactly what this Connections Over Coffee is all about. It's telling our story on how we're giving back to the world, just making the world in general a better place. And so I'll stop sharing my screen. And I just want to go around and welcome Linda. We see that Linda came in while I was doing that little presentation. So welcome. Oh, it looks like Linda may jump back off. So anyway, I'll watch to see if she comes in again. So anyway, I'd like to go around and ask how, you know, what's in your heart? Because sometimes we have it in our heads of the things that we'd like to do, but we never quite get them launched on a way to give back. And so would someone else like to share about how you're giving back or how you'd like to be giving back?
Well, Kathy, I know we've talked about this before, but just because of my experiences I went through with my husband and what I see other people going through as caregivers, mm-hmm. that I would like to start a support group for caregivers, just not anything, because I don't have a degree in counseling. I don't have any of that, but just as I would call it a safe place. Just to come and vent, because so many things happen that people don't understand. You might have bad days and then feel guilty about it. And then you think about it once your loved one, and you've gone through that too, I know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and we're going through some of it right now, Sally, because my daughter, Jen, is married to Matt, and Matt's mother is not doing well. And Jen has been thrown in as the caregiver, and she broke down crying yesterday because she is just so stretched and stressed. And she actually broke down crying yesterday. And so having something like that is huge. I get it.
Because not only it's this, the day-to-day stress of caregiving, but you have to constantly be the advocate for your loved one and make sure they're getting the right care. And I mean, I was always on top whenever anything out of the ordinary happened with John. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on the phone immediately, like, this doesn't look normal. It's like, and it's just a constant keeping up with his medicine and, you know, just.
And I get it. And I, you know, sometimes once you get past that and you look back on it, it doesn't, you think, oh, that I did that and it was okay. But boy, when you're in the soup, when you're down in the weeds at the moment, it's overwhelming. And I had kind of forgotten how overwhelming it was until Jennifer called me last night and was in tears. And of course, today I've already talked to her and she's already on her way back to the hospital to be the advocate again. But she had to get kids on the bus and she had to get this done and that done and pick up her prescription. And then her little guy didn't feel well. So the school wouldn't let him come to school until he had a negative COVID test. So she had to go get that done this morning. so her plate's running over and now she's got to be back at the hospital. And she's also trying to work a job. And so I get it. And I just remembered this morning thinking, I remember those days. And you do have a tendency to forget once you get out of the weeds. And it's like, wow, how can I support her? And so, Sally, I think that is huge. Now, have you made any choices on how that might look, on how you might start that or launch that?
Not yet, but we did discuss, of course, the nonprofit, starting a nonprofit.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty easy, by the way, folks. I'll just let you know, starting a nonprofit.
I did discuss this with my son because he's been helping me with my business, of course, you know, Paul has. Because he asked me, he says, how long do you want to do the travel? You know, do you have
forever?
Anything else?
Because it's your passion.
It is my passion, but Yeah, so there's discussions to be
made. I get it. Yeah, there might come a time in your life that you just want to do the travel and not plan everyone else's travel. Yeah, but for now, I think you enjoy it.
I do.
And there's a not only a business aspect to it, but also a social aspect to it. And yeah, I think you're in a perfect spot that you can make that segue rather easily. But anyway, we're going to talk about, in the free meetup, we just talk about how our ideas, you know, and our inspiration and how we might want to give back and what that might look like. But when we get more into the course and into the mastermind, which is what I'm working on developing, we're actually going to take you through how to get some of that started and how to get a nonprofit. And so anyone that wants to be a part of that, of course, my first round, as Sally knows, and I'll share with Sherry and Patricia, whenever I do my first mastermind, anyone that's been in the free meetups that's connected there for any length of time, I make them founding members for free over in the mastermind. Yeah, because what that does is it actually, gets us started with folks that really want to develop something, a way to give back or a plan or a program, and then we can open it up to the general population. So that's kind of where we're at. And so I asked everyone, if you want to be in that, in the chat, just put founding member, just type founding member in the chat, and I'll have that record to include you in as a founding member. And, but anyway, let's go on around. Sherry says, yes, founding member. Perfect. So anyhow, Sherry, how about you? I know you do a lot for a lot of folks, and I know that you have a business and you're creating this whole, business, but you also are giving back. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
So my ultimate dream is to have a nonprofit that is helping serve kids with the disability of written expression. Patricia, that means that kids that are having trouble writing and learning how to write, and all the way up through being able to write their SAT essay or get through college in their writing ability, that whole gamut from that early learning all the way up through their ability to essentially get through daily life in writing, no matter whether it's by hand or via computer. My dream is to have a nonprofit that is a school that is helping these kids master through this. I'm not sure exactly what it will look like. Alongside the school, I want to have a training institute for the adults, the teachers and therapists and other people that are helping these kids. And that particular entity would be kind of like a bread and breakfast style location that they have the place to sleep at night, and then they have this central location activity feel during the day during the training period. So this whole thing, so I actually have a property picked out for it that has 10 full baths with an attached bedroom. I should say that, but 10 bedrooms with an attached full bath in each room, which is an absolutely crazy place that you would think that somebody's actually living. And right now, the couple that's living there lives down the street. So the house that I'm considering is down the street. But I am getting to that age of thinking about retirement as well, and where do I go from here? So will that piece ever come to fruition? It depends on the next year or two, because my dream is by 2025 to be able to make that transition.
And so the vision you have is somewhat like a retreat.
Yes.
Where like they can actually go there, get the training, stay right on site, and mm-hmm. you can kind of just embrace them in their completeness for that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then alongside retreat center, also having a school, like a tutoring center for these kids. So my for-profit is the consulting business. The nonprofit would be that part.
And I get that. I get that. And that's a wonderful plan. And here's why. I just remember through my 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, you always have, you know, this thought that you want to give back. If that's your heart and that's who you are, which for a lot of us, that's who we are. And it's just like, I hate begging people, you know, to donate on one side so that I can then give on the other side. And so for me, it's been wonderful that I can create these, I'll say lanes of passive income that can come into my bank account, which allows me now, you know, to actually do the donation. So what I did with the Academy, and Sherry, I don't know if maybe you could think of a plan. So I'm going to toss this out to you, Sherry. I created my masterminds so that I could take those funds, the $25 a month, and redirect them out mm-hmm. into, you know, the education around the world. See, so it's a way that I'm generating the funds by adding value to folks and then redirecting that income. So is there something you can do on?
I'm working on and trying to plan it through and stuff. And it's just, I'm not totally clear at the membership program, how it is quite all laid out yet. I have some ideas. I'm still working on some details, but I have been working on a subscription program and looking at how that all fits together with some of the certifications that I have that don't necessarily align with that piece totally. So I have all four of the Carryover Runner products, mm-hmm. and they don't necessarily directly align with teachers. So you're
thinking of maybe creating a whole lane. Now, when she says the Carryover Runner products, for those of you that don't know Carrie is a business coach, and he has programs that you can get certified in that then you're allowed to use his material to coach and teach from. And so I am certified in three of his products, and Sherry is certified in more than three. And so are you thinking then of creating another whole lane in your business?
Yes, but I want this lane to be funded first appropriately before I add the other lanes of work. So I do intend ultimately to be doing a B1 G1, but it's not going to happen until I get my funnel secure, and I'm working on it. It's getting better.
I get it. No, you've made great strides in the last year. Now, Sherry also mentioned B1 G1, and you probably saw that on my website, B1 G1. B1 G1 is a whole separate organization from all of us that are on this call. It's a separate organization that basically goes through all organizations that apply to them that need money. And they kind of vet those organizations and make sure that they're valid, that they really need the money, and that the money is being spent the way they say it's being spent. And so they're kind of an oversight organization. And so you can tap in to B1 G1 and become a member of B1 G1. And they in turn will show you all the different organizations that need funding that they have already vetted. And so that way you're not out there just saying, I wonder if I give to this place, if they really use the money the way they say they're going to use it. B1 G1 has already vetted those organizations. And so what I like about B1 G1 is I can go to one website once a month, and I can go down and I can decide every month where I want to give my mastermind dollars that are coming in, and I can choose to give it to any of the 17 ways that the world corporations have decided they want, like clean water, education, housing, you know, all of that sort of thing. So anyhow, you can go through and look at those. But that's what B1G1 is. It's a separate organization. And I chose to simply tap in there with my mastermind dollars because those organizations that they're giving to have already been vetted. So anyhow, so that's just my plan.
Yeah. So they have a lot of third world schools, mm-hmm. which is where I would tap into.
Yeah. And that's what I've tapped into because my whole theme is education. But entrepreneurship. And again, we're all kind of connected. If we have a small business from home or whatever, we're working from home. We have oftentimes we're entrepreneurial, even if it's, you know, making crafts from home, there's always something entrepreneurial we can do. And so I actually donated sewing machines to ladies in Africa last month because they wanted to start their own little company making tote bags. And then they send those over here to the States to sell. And that's how they're supporting their family in Africa. And so I actually bought them sewing machines last month. So again, that's more on the entrepreneurial side than the education side, but.
Yeah. So can I add something there, Kathy?
Sure.
Just because of what you talked about, there is an organization here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that actually takes products like that the people make in Africa, and specifically from Africa to the States, and sells them here. So can we maybe talk and your connections with B1G1, and I'll see if I can get their information again, and that they can make a connection that they have a resource to sell their product.
Yes, we have a store like that as well in the Short North here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's for world goods. And so some of their bags are actually in the store there in the Short North here in Columbus, Ohio. So yes, cool. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Cool. Definitely.
All right.
Now, thank you. Another thing that I'm doing is I also created a whole separate nonprofit, separate from the B1G1. And I went in with the state of Ohio and I filed and became a nonprofit. And I am now giving out a scholarship once a year. I try to give two scholarships away every year in May to my long-term rental lane, you know, buying real estate investment lane, because I had a partner in the Happy House Hunters group. Her name is Stephanie, and she passed away last January. And so it's coming up almost on a year. But once she passed away, I created this nonprofit where I give away scholarships for the education piece, because again, I'm all about the education, so that folks that wanted to become a realtor could apply for that scholarship. And we gave away two scholarships last May for folks that wanted to become realtors to do that education piece. And in Columbus, Ohio, the biggest school in Columbus, Ohio is Hondros. But Columbus State also has a real estate course. And there's a couple other schools that do that. And we let the student that's taking the course go to wherever they want to go. And there's my beautiful Carmela. We now see her lovely face, although your picture was beautiful on your profile. And we see Debbie. Hi. And so anyway, I did create this nonprofit. And so with that, I'm trying to decide how I additionally want to fund it. Right now, we're taking donations from brokers, because brokers all around the city, of course, are looking for that next realtor. So they're willing to donate for the education piece for somebody to become a realtor, with hopes that maybe that person would sign on with them on their brokerage once they actually get licensed. And so right now, the donations are coming in from the brokers and from some of Stephanie's realtor friends and clients, but I'm looking for some additional ways to fund that. And so I met with a large group last night, and there's some bigger companies that I'm talking to that might underwrite those scholarships. And so that's another way to fund some of your giving, is because larger organizations, they have so much money put aside every year that they plan on donating. That's part of their footprint in the community, is to give back to the community. And so some of those larger organizations might underwrite some of that. So we're talking to some title companies, we're talking to some lenders, and some of those organizations are leaning toward actually adding my little scholarship program that I created a year ago, which just makes me so darn proud that I took action and I did it. I went in and I figured it out, how to create a nonprofit, and it's starting to get some traction. So I want to encourage the rest of you that yes, that it does work and that you can get some traction there. So
are you a 503(c)(b) yet, or are you just in those initial stages, and how long do you have to be established before?
I'm in the initial stages, it's a money amount that has in Ohio that has to go through before they give you your final approval, if you will. And so I'm in those stages now.
Kathy and everybody, I have to pop off. Sorry. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If I don't
now, before you do, everybody smile. I'm going to do a screen print. All right. Very good. So, Miss Sally, thank you so much for jumping on today. I love that you were here. Debbie and Carmella and Linda missed Miss Sally's little presentation and most of Sherry's, but welcome. We're glad everyone's here. And Sally, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to meet everybody.
Yes.
See ya. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yes. So, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes. Yes. So for Carmella and Debbie and Linda that have hopped on, we are talking about how we're giving back. This is Connections Over Coffee. And so we've talked so far about how we can create something in our own lives that we can give back to. And we all give back in a lot of different ways. And I am doing giving back to B1G1 around the world. And I showed the group all of the impacts that I have made around the world so far by charging only $25 for a mastermind group. And then I pass that $25 on to B1G1 to give around the world. So that's where those funds are going. And then I was talking how I did start the nonprofit to give back for education for someone to become a realtor, because that's one of my lanes. And Sherry is talking about having a retreat center down the road. That's her dream, and how she might fund that as she is creating her business. And so I see that we have Carmella and Debbie and Linda. Linda, would you like to introduce yourself? The rest of us, we know each other already. Could you say hi to us?
Good morning. My name is Linda Mazurf. I'm here in Denver, Colorado. I had some time. I saw the meetup and I thought, why not?
Well, welcome. We're glad you are here. Thank you so much. If you are, I don't know if you're at a place where you can jot something down. I won't go back and share my screen again. Unless Sherry, do you mind if I share my screen again?
That's fine. I'm along for the ride. No problem.
Okay. Well, this is just what I wanted to share. This is my website, and I'll just scroll back up. I won't have to show maybe all of it, but this is my website. And every time somebody joins one of my masterminds, this is where I give around the world. You can see the impacts that you have made, because several of you on this call are in my masterminds. And so this is your map. This is the impact you have made being in a mastermind group with me around the world on education. And then this is, and you can see the URL here. It's right up here. It's Kathy Binner International Academy. teachable.com. If you want to jot that down, this is where you find everything about what I do. This very left column, and I want to show everyone, all of this left column is free. There's a free meetup here for better health, a free meetup for long-term investment, a free meetup for short-term investments, a free meetup for building a better business, for blogging, for writing. And here we are, Connections Over Coffee. And so if you click here and sign up, you can get all of our replays. And also in that group, there's a way to connect with everyone that's been on the meetup in the past. So I just kind of wanted to show you that, so you kind of see, you know, where everything kind of lands once.
Thank you. I'll take a look.
Yes. And so what we're doing now is I shared about how I am giving back. Sherry has shared hers. Sally shared. And Sally wants to start a grief support group for the caregivers, because at any of us that have been caregivers, and some of us are currently in the soup, Carmella's shaking her head, sometimes the caregivers need some support. And so Sally wants to do that. And so she's working on putting together her plan on how she might launch that particular group to support the caregiver. So let's move on. Would somebody else like to share, now that we kind of have you caught up and we reset the room a little bit, would somebody else like to share not only what they want to do to give back, what's on their heart, but also how that might look? Anyone else? Ah, come on.
Oh, the turkey bug's already got us. Nobody's going to talk.
So, Debbie, I know you're working on putting together your online business of homesteading, and you've got a blog going, and you are going green with Debbie, so you've got a lot going on. And I know that you already give a lot back in the community. Can you tell us about that?
Well, personally, right now, I've decided to work with two groups at my church, which I've never done before. And one of them is we send out cards to greet new people that have come, those that are struggling. And I don't know if you guys have followed the post of Logan and Family Baptist Church, Fellowship Baptist Church. And so we just, the group, there's like 20 of us. We just personally sent encouragement cards to all of the Lewersos to just, you know, get them going. Logan is supposed to meet with a surgeon to see about the surgery for removing the myocarditis, or however that's said. And I just want to remind everybody
that's that, correct there, Debbie. Myocarditis is correct.
Thank you. and the thing is, you know, one attachment I have to that is my mom got that. That's what sent her spiraling downward. But anyways, I'm also working with the food pantry. So I just encourage everybody to remember those that in the season need our help, and they need our assistance all year. So I've decided to work with the food pantry in our church, because we do get a lot of people that come through. They rely on us. And what's also amazing is that how many people, when they come to the food pantry, they come to know Jesus and they give their life, and which is absolutely breathtaking. And the other thing that I want to do in the future, starting next year, is I want to go out and promote my book. I want to speak to people about what I went through, what the subject of the book will be. It started with a daydream, from child abuse to entrepreneurship. And I'm really excited to get that going. I've just wrote the preface. I've wrote the first two chapters. And that outline I did for my meetup, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, I just did that this past Friday. And
for those of you that haven't heard Debbie's story, just Google Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. It'll come up and listen to last Friday's interview. Debbie's story is powerful, very powerful. And so again, yeah. It's Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. And so take a listen to that. It's a very powerful story. I'm sorry, Debbie, go ahead.
No, that's okay. What I came to realize after I wrote those different sections was
Linda had my
I've got my outline, I've got my chapters written, mm-hmm. and now I just have to put it together, and you know, that's like a big weight off, because you don't know where to start. And if you got a book in you got to do it. I mean, Sherry's done it. Kathy's written an ebook. And
I've written several.
And you know, it's just start, just do it. And I keep referring to this, that someday never comes. It's not a part of the week. You know, Monday through Sunday, that's it. You know, not someday. So that's kind of where I am at the moment.
Debbie, that's a powerful story. Your story is powerful, and what you want to do with it is powerful. And I do want to say, next month in our Build a Better Business, we're talking in December, we're talking all about public speaking. And your story is so powerful that, I think you're going to get a lot out of that in the Build a Better Business segment, for speaking. And I have some speaking organizations that doesn't matter your topic, anybody that wants, and we're talking virtual or in person, if you want some speaking gigs, I can get you connected into a speaker's actual directory where nice. Your will be there. And I think it's the base is like $20 a month. I joined for $20 a month, and I'm doing about 3 speaking gigs a week.
Is that your Clubhouse or something else?
It's a whole separate directory, but I met the gal through Clubhouse, and once I got into her directory, I've had about 3 speaking gigs a week, every week out of that directory. It's an amazing, and I've found a lot of my speakers for some of my free meetups out of that directory. And so anyway, it's a great opportunity. So, and I'm going to share that when we get into our segment in Build a Better Business about speaking. I'm going to share that link.
And I'm speaking for your Fit as a Fiddle on the December 27th on Going Green.
Yep, I got it.
So, you know, that's another one that's going to be really good to tap into.
And
all about Going Green.
And see, you can weave your story into that as to how you got into Melaleuca. You know, your backstory. And remember, again, in our Build a Better Business, we talk about our story, and that is your marketing. So, you know, a perfect place to segue from your story right into the whole Going Green. So it's going to be a perfect opportunity. That way you never are at a loss for what to speak about. I used That's to be true. So nervous when somebody would ask me to talk about whatever, I would be so nervous. And now I'm not at all, because I always just start at some point in my story, and I gear it toward whoever my audience is right from my story. And I just noticed too, if I go out to different events and you listen to speakers, it's always the speaker that has a story is the one that holds your interest. The one that kind of drones on with facts and figures, you start to glaze over, you know? But the one that has a story, you lean into it, because you're like, wow, this is like a real person with a real story. So always, always, always use your story when you're doing any kind of speaking, no matter, even if it's a small social get together, you know, on Christmas Eve with some folks that maybe you've never met before. And somebody goes, oh, what is it that you do? You can always kind of share your story.
Yeah, so, perfect, I agree. Perfect.
Yeah. Carmela, can we hear from you today? Good morning. I love it that you're here. You're in the car listening in.
I apologize. I was driving and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. And I'm like, but I have to connect while I'm driving. So course, with the car, they won't show your face because I need to be focused, which I was. But it's been a crazy week. You know, I'm in the process of a kitchen remodel / new appliances and then hosting Thanksgiving. So it's like, oh my gosh.
I get it. Yeah, you have a lot on but your
plate. So I did not.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to miss jumping on today, but, you know, my giving back, I still have been working with a lot of the young girls in the community, and it's kind of funny how I'm getting phone calls, and I was like, oh, can I talk to you or something? And I like just, you know, being able to share with them and just being that person of contact, you know. It's almost like I've adopted all these daughters, and it's wonderful.
Nice.
And my daughter is no longer jealous. I think maybe it's going with age. But I really enjoy that. And I still share, and I'm heavily involved with the Alzheimer's Association here. And as you know, I'm dealing with my mom now.
Yes.
Hers isn't. She has her moments, and it's not as bad some days, but then other times, you know, it gets difficult. So, and a lot of times, you know, that's on me, because I think my dad's having a rough time of it. And yeah, unfortunately, my brothers, I don't know if it's because they're guys, they can't deal with it. So I try to educate them with things.
I get it. And part of it is if psychologically, if you just look at how the brain works, the female brain works differently than the male brain. I mean, it just works differently. That's a psychological fact. It just works differently. And so I do think that as females, you know, we have more of that instinct, if you will, for caregiving. And it's not that the guys can't do it or won't do it, but I think that they just do it differently. And so it's very frustrating for those of us that are in the weeds, though.
it can be. So between doing that, and I've been really working with my oils, you know, getting back in there and trying to do some classes and educate, because with everything that's going on, I know I want people to use things naturally and to be healthy and that stuff, you know. I'm not one of those ones that's like going to shove down somebody's throat, but something that, you know, if they want something to, that helps them. And I think my whole outlook on that is worked for me. And I like the fact that you always talk about your story, because even with my doTERRA oils, it's like, okay, I have a story how I came to use this. This is what for me. So if it helps you, you know, I want to be a part of that, you know, to help you. And I will do research and whatever, and I'm enjoying that part. And then also, which is on one of your other platforms, I am trying to get the Airbnb, those things going in Maryland. So actually, we're going to be spending the holidays in Maryland. Only because I'm having windows installed, so it kind of works out.
Okay, and I thought, okay.
And Jade, my daughter turns 30. My baby turns 30, so she
there's
just
no
wants
way
to spend
she's 30.
She will be 30 on the 27th of December. Wow. I've had my meltdowns lately and cried. My husband's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "She's 30." But does that make me older? So
no,
but thank you, Debbie. But she's doing great with work and everything, and you know, she tries to help me with my mom as much as she can. And you know, it's a difficult thing, but I've been trying to be positive. And even like with a lot of my posts on Facebook, it's like trying to be encouraging and just little things. I started a Bible study now online, Zoom. I use my Zoom with even a couple of the young girls, because one of the girls asked me, she goes, "Can you like do a Bible study?" I'm like, "Say what?" That wasn't part of my, But you know what? It's something, if I can share, you know, my experiences, it's not like I know everything now, but I know a little bit more than I did, you know, 20 years ago or so when I was, you know, just starting out and I was a single mom and things like that. And I'm just so thankful and grateful. I know people use the month of November to share what they're thankful and grateful for. And I said, you know what? There's so much that I'm thankful daily, just, you know, even for like this group and different things. I said, so heck, I'm thankful that I'm able to put 2 feet on the floor when I wake up each morning. So I don't need a special month, but I do like the fact that I'm, you know, helping someone else. And, you know, whatever else comes into play, you know, I'm just trying to keep an open mind with that. Because I know there's more in me and I want to share and do so much. So, but I like just being out there to just meet other young women, young ladies, and just be that source, that person they can come to talk to, to help them out and things like that. So, but other than that, it's just been kind of like a crazy couple of weeks. So, we were traveling for a while. It seemed like I was gone every weekend. And
yeah,
we come back. And actually, I never even got a chance to get a hold of Sally and my husband. We ended up going to North Carolina for our anniversary at the end of October. So
happy we just anniversary hung out again, by the way.
Thank you. We went to the Biltmore. So that was nice.
And I love that place.
Spent the week there. And, you know, they had put up the Christmas tree, so which was even better. So it cheered me up. So it's been good, you know.
You haven't experienced Christmas till you walk through the Biltmore at this time of year. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
On a little side note, Mark and I traveled to the Biltmore, and we had no idea that it was a special time. But the date, are you ready for this, was 07/07/07.
So oh my gosh.
In 2007 was when we were there. And the reason I remember that was because when we got there, there were 8 weddings going on at the same time, all around the gardens of the Biltmore. There were these beautiful brides everywhere because they wanted to get married on 07/07/07. And so we just stood back and just watched these beautiful weddings taking place all over the gardens.
Wow.
That
at the same time. They were all going on at the same time.
They had 3 when I was there.
Okay.
Okay, so the person from outside the area is clueless, but that's okay.
Oh, go look it up.
Now, the Biltmore is not close to where we are. It's down, it's in Asheville.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah, so you have to travel there to see it. We just happened to, again, go on vacation there, and that's what was going on. So, yeah, so you say there were 3 going on when you were there, Carmella.
Yes, and the owner of the Bills, I think it was the Bills, one of the basketball team, his daughter got married. And what was so fascinating, hers was actually the night before, so I missed it that night. But they had the chandeliers, and just to see everything in the garden and stuff, it was like so beautiful. I'm like, how did they get chandeliers to make it look like an actual room and everything? And it's outside, yeah. But just all the work and things that they put into it, it was beautiful. And I was so happy and thankful we took time, because we have not really taken the time to travel together and enjoy each other and have a good time. I told my brothers and my dad, I'm like, I am leaving. I'm going off the radar. I will check my phone and look to see if it's urgent, but I will not be answering my phone. And it was really nice. It was, we rested and we enjoyed each other. It was like, wow, when was the last time we did this? We're like, it's been a while. So we liked it.
Good for you. Sometimes you have to unplug and just kind of regroup. So good for you for doing that and recognizing that you needed to do that. Yeah. Debbie.
Camilla, what
How are you listed on Facebook? I can't seem to find you.
Carmela. What's my look, I had to think. What was my maiden name? I'm having a moment. I'm having a senior moment. Carmela Bristol Banks.
Oh, you're not Banks? Or wait a minute.
She has both.
Her Bristol Banks.
Yeah. Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-E-L.
E-L. Uh-huh.
Banks, B-A-N-K.
Well, I'm trying to find you, and I'm not having any luck. I thought I would communicate with you through there because I would really like to speak to you, find out not only with your mother with Alzheimer's, but I also would like to your work with the girls in that.
Okay.
And, yeah. and I did not know that about you. And I really want to look you up and find you.
see if you can find me under essential oiling.
What was your middle name or your maiden name?
Bristol, B-R-I-S-T-E-L.
Debbie, are you
there? You are.
Okay, good. I was wondering if you're spelling Carmela correctly.
Well, I recognize it because it's the picture before you were live.
Yes, yes, it's the same picture. Yes, yes. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Thank you for letting me take that minute to find you.
Now, Carmela, have you thought about turning this, I don't know how to say it, that I'll call it coaching for these young girls. Have you thought about making that a little more formal and not necessarily into a business, but turning it into an organization or something that's got a little bit more outline to it, where you can maybe start putting together some resources for these gals, a place where they, because everything, especially the younger generation, they are so dialed in to technology that you could maybe set up a place online where they could connect, even if it was like a private Facebook group or something where they could connect and you could add some resources and create, and again, for lack of a better term, create like some office hours for yourself. So it does two things. Number one is it puts a little bit more of a structure for them where they know they can tap in daily with you if they want to, but also where it frees up your time because now you're kind of putting that into a segment of your day and you're not just getting these calls where you feel like you have to connect when maybe, you know, and prevent some stress on you. Just some thoughts. I don't know if you've thought about that.
You know, the thought crossed my mind, but I was not sure. It's like, okay, how would I start to do this? You know, what would be like the blueprint of doing something?
Oh, your video went off. There you are. Nope, it went off again.
I'm on my phone. I'm normally on my laptop, so I'm in the car on my phone, and it's like a spam call, and they keep hanging up and calling, and they're never for me.
Yeah, I get it.
So, I apologize, but yeah, I thought about it, but I'm like, okay, how would I go about doing this? So I guess now that you mentioned the sit down and come up with something like that of doing like a platform and like having that, and which it's very smart having the hours because me, a lot of times, you know, it's at those times, but then it's like, okay, I'm going to have to drop what I'm in the middle of. And I really need to do something like that, especially like with my mom, because it's almost like with her, even like her doctor's appointments, I schedule them on certain days. I'm like, okay, these are the days that I want to do all her appointments.
Right.
And I mean, and it works out. So, yeah, thank you so very much.
And I can help with that. And again, the lane that we're in called Build a Better Business doesn't have to be a for-profit business. It can be a nonprofit. It can be something that you're putting together. Sherry.
Bye, Sherry.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sherry.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. So in our Build a Better Business, actually, we show you how to go through setting up a whole platform. And it can
okay.
Be- Yeah, it can be an it can be a nonprofit. It can be, you know, it can be just a way to give back. It doesn't even have to be a formal type nonprofit, but it does help you create that platform, and it helps you create and get clarity around your vision and your mission. And so I would encourage you to the first step for you is I would encourage you to go and Google, and I use the Google term loosely, whatever your search engine is, but go and Google mission statement and vision statement, and try to create a vision and a mission statement just for that purpose, just for the girls. Don't make it too broad, make it just for what you're doing with the girls. And it can include a Bible study. It can include personal one-on-one time. It's whatever you want to include there, a vision and a mission. Once you have that, then you're ready to start creating some systems where you can serve your vision and mission. And so from there, you can say, well, every time, you know, I might set aside a couple of hours each day. And for lack of a better term, I'll call it office hours. You can, you know, think on how you want to call that, coaching hours, meetup hours, you know, sharing hours, whatever you, however you want to frame that. But that way the girls know that you're going to be available to them at that time. And you could make it, you know, three times a week. You could make it every day. You could make how, whatever fits your schedule, and make it available. Because, and then you can always, on a side note, you can always share with the girls that if it's an emergency, to please let you know, and you'll connect with them if it's, if they're in an emergency type situation. But the rest of the time, if they just need a friend, or they're just working on something and they need some support, or, you know, they want some conversation, you know, you can have these hours set aside that you then commit to them. And you can write your mission and vision in a way that says that, that says, I am here for you. I'm committed to you. And I want to give you so many hours a week. Now, whether they show up or not is immaterial. You're going to be available during those hours. And then if they have an emergency, you can make a way that they can contact you if it is an emergency. You know, if they're having a meltdown over something, they may not want to wait till Wednesday at 10 or whatever. But anyway, what it does is it's going to structure your giving in such a way that it's not going to stress you out, and it's going to make them feel like they can count on you to always be there. And because I remember hearing you say in previous conversations that we've had on this Connections Over Coffee, is that sometimes you get used up because you were so used to always saying yes. And especially when we come through that whole church environment, we're kind of trained that we're supposed to serve, we're supposed to be available, we're supposed to always be there to help. And after a while, there's just nothing left, you know? And so there's that fine line that you have to develop on how much self-care, like it was perfect that you guys unplugged there for a minute and took some time for yourselves to, you know, to rejuvenate. But every day you have to have some of that self-care and then some of that giving. And then sometimes we feel guilty when we don't take the self-care. And then sometimes we feel guilty when we don't do the giving because we've said no, because we're just at the end of what we can get that day. And so I think putting it into some sort of a system is going to not only help you keep that balance, but it's going to actually make the girls even feel more secure because they know that there's a system in place, and they're not going to say, because see, again, they're going through the same thing. They're thinking, oh, I've already called her four times and now I feel guilty calling her again, but I really need her.
Yeah.
And so it'll take some of that off of them, of feeling like I call her too much. I need to stop calling her so much. And so it'll actually give that framework and approval to say, if you're actually inviting them, please call me during these times. So is that helpful?
Yes, very, very helpful.
Yeah, so think on that, on how that might look for you, but it's going to start with a vision and a mission statement as to what you want your objective to be for these girls. And it can be kind of broad. It can be to support and give and help them take their next best step. I mean, it can be something that simple.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And then once you put that down in writing and you start to make it more of an actual framework that you can feel and touch and put into place, you have the beginnings of a great nonprofit where you can then, like Sherry, maybe even down the road have retreats or again, include the Zoom Bible studies. And all of a sudden you can turn that into a nonprofit. Are you ready for this? Where you can get underwriters to underwrite the cost.
Oh, wow.
And wouldn't that be a wonderful legacy since that's your passion?
Yeah.
Excellent. You know, it would be. And I mean, without getting teary-eyed, I was just sharing with a girl that I'm friends with, but she works next door to Farley's office and she's going through a thing. She's worked for this company for over 16 years. And she was sad because she's like, you know, I'm thinking I want something to leave for my daughters and my grandkids, because her mother died earlier this year. And she's like, pretty much everything she got, she either ate or spent, meaning, you know, it was like, you know, it was in the moment. So even the smallest thing they didn't get, her daughter was like, I wish I would have had maybe a purse or a hat of grandma's, you know, may not have used it, but something. And I said, you want to leave a legacy. I said, it doesn't have to be, whether it's, you can make it as big as you want, grandeur, or, you know, as small, but I understand, you know, leaving something for them. And so I was like sharing, I says, you know, start off small, you know, and work. Cause she's like, I don't even own my house. I'm 57 years old. I've never owned a home. And I'm like, it's never too late. And she's feeling like it's not too late. You can do it now. And it's kind of one of those things that it's like, I want to get back. You know, I says, I want something people, it's like, wow, she did something like this that, you know, even after I'm long gone, somebody else can take the baton, you know, and keep going with it, you know.
Because it doesn't have to be money. You don't have to leave money or a house to create a legacy. It can be an organization that you leave behind. It can be a fundraiser that you leave behind. It can be a giving platform that you leave behind. It doesn't have to be a house or money that is a legacy. Your legacy actually is who you are, is your legacy.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just a way to maybe give some options on how you might, you know, think outside the box a little bit.
I'll help you with that.
I appreciate it. I did get your invitation. So once we're off the call, I could go in and do everything on my phone.
Good. Thanks. And you know what? A good place to start with Bible study, which is what my group has been doing since the beginning of the year, because we meet each week for like 6 weeks, is we started with the smallest book in the Bible, which is one page. And you know what? It's like we have now read 20 books this year.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, if you really look at it and you start with the smallest book and work your way back, it's amazing what you learn, because I personally have learned so much as a 68-year-old that I had no idea was in the Bible. None whatsoever.
Wow.
So start at the beginning and just not Genesis. Start with the smallest book and you'll find there's a lot of meaning just with starting small. So one night when you're sitting there, go through and find the smallest book, and don't ask me what it is because I can't remember, but
take a look and look at the smallest book and see what I mean.
I will do that.
This has been great, but I need to get going.
This has been wonderful.
Yes, we have been on for a while. I don't know what is it the Book of Obadiah?
I was trying to think, because I was trying to think myself, you know, with Sunday school, I'm like, what was the smallest book? You know, we always know the smallest verse, the shortest verse.
I don't know. Anyway, but those are some great ideas. And thank you for sharing. I love everybody sharing today. And we've gone a little bit over, but I think we had some great conversations. So I appreciate all. And
thank you.
And so please mark your calendars. And again, I showed everyone early on, Carmela, before you came on, but you can always go to kathybinner.com, scroll down the homepage to the calendar, and all of our events are there on the calendar. You see the free ones, okay. The paid masterminds, they're all right there. So if you think, okay, I want to put this on my calendar, and I'll give you a hint. If you open up the event that you like, you can add it to your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you're using. If you go to the plus button at the bottom of the whole calendar, it'll put all the events on your calendar.
Oh, that makes it nice, because the one time I was putting it in individually, I could go.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So you can do that. So anyway, thank you so much for tapping in, and just go to the calendar to get the dates, and we will see everyone next time.
Yep.
Well, thanks, everyone, Kathy. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I don't think I'll see you this year, Kathy. I don't know if you're going to your niece's.
It's on my calendar, but I have guests that morning. So it depends on how quickly I've guests checking out and other guests checking in. And the event is right in my window of time where I flip rooms. And so it depends on how early these folks leave that I can flip those rooms for drive time to get over to Shauna's. So it depends on how quickly my guests are out that morning.
Awesome. I have a baby. Jade and I have a baby shower. So, and it's from 1 to 6.
So it was right at the same time. Yeah, I get it.
Thanksgiving?
No.
Oh, December. It's in December. But my sister-in-law, Kathy's niece, Danny, she won't be able to come. She's quarantining herself. So her and the kids and Nathan are staying home this year. So I won't even see them unless she did say, can you Zoom again like you did last year? Because with COVID, everybody stayed separate, but I set up a Zoom so we could all chat.
Good for you. Good for you. That's a great idea.
Yeah. We still connected. Yes. The toughest was getting my parents to do it, and they're looking at a phone screen, and my mom's off the screen, my dad's half on. It was entertaining. But thank you both for all your advice and help today. I always enjoy it. And I'm sorry I was late, but thank you.
No problem.
Don't worry about it. I was late.
Hey, it's all good. So that's what we're all about, is just connections over coffee. I got my coffee cup right here. So, all right, ladies, we will see you next time.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.